mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight through Christ our Lord. Amen. The text I preach on today, taken from Luke. And he led them out as far as long as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried into heaven. Please be seated. Goodbyes. Goodbyes are generally not occasions that we associate with joy. And I'm not talking about goodbyes and death. That'll be this Thursday or Friday when we talk about J.V. Smith and his death and his rising to eternal life in Christ. More like farewells, that's what I'm talking about today. And more or less, though, those farewells are on a permanent nature. We think, for example, of the immigrants who left the relatives in Europe to come to this land, bidding farewell to their brothers and their sisters and their parents, with all the realization that they will never again see their loved ones. Or we think of St. Paul, his farewell to the pastors in Ephesus, recorded in Acts chapter 20, where Luke tells us that they wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would never see him face again. We do not want to give up on the physical presence of those whom we love. The disciples have been in the presence of the Lord for 3 years. The Lord had called them to leave behind their fishing boat jobs and their tax table butt jobs and to follow him on an adventure of 3 years to be disciples. And Jesus had called them not servants, but actually friends and brothers. And they had come to know him as the Lord, their shepherd, and their Savior. And all of that kind of changed on Maundy Thursday. Their fears got in the way, and these sheep were then scattered in the night as the shepherd went the way of the cross to die for them. But come Easter Sunday, he appears to Mary in the garden, calling her by name and telling her not to hold on to him, for he has not ascended to the Father. And then he comes to the stranger, to a sad-faced bunch of disciples on the road to Emmaus, and he reveals himself in the breaking of the bread. Then he comes to the apostles, locked up behind closed doors for fear of the Jews, as the scripture says, speaking his words of peace as he shows them the nail prints and sends them out to deliver the forgiveness of sins which he won by his blood. And then he comes and sees them again a week later and lets Thomas touch him. He comes to his disciples also by the Sea of Galilee, and he partakes of breakfast of broiled fish with them. In 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul tells us that the resurrected Lord appeared more than 500 of them at once. And for 40 days, the Lord presented himself alive and after his suffering by many infallible proofs, as Scripture says. So during these 40 days, between Easter and Ascension, which was Thursday, Jesus not only appears to his disciples, but he teaches them. He catechizes them, if you will, in the things pertaining to God's kingdom. That is, he opens up the scriptures to them and shows them why it is necessary that the Messiah should suffer and then enter into his glory. 40 days are brought to a conclusion, and now Jesus leads his disciples out to Bethany. Remember, it was by the way of Bethany that he came in to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. It's Mary and Martha and Lazarus' town. Bethany is where Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave. Ascension Day reverses that route of Palm Sunday. The stage is set for his ascension, his return to the Father who had sent him. And how could Jesus depart to be a blessing for his disciples? After all, they were so vulnerable and so weak, so fickle, so subject to confusion, even when Jesus was standing there right by his side. They didn't understand what he was talking about. What would happen to them now? Actually, it doesn't depend upon the disciples and what they think, but rather on what the Lord is doing. And what does the Lord do? He lifts up his hands and he blesses them. Jesus blesses his disciples. A blessing is something more than a wishful thought. A blessing is what God does. It is not merely a good wish on God's part. When God blesses, he bestows grace and favor. When God blesses, he imparts a gift. We are not told the words of Jesus' blessing on Ascension Day. Perhaps they were the words of the Aaronic blessing from number 6, which you hear every single week at the divine service at the end. Where the Lord instituted that benediction, he says, "This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Then God says, "So that is, the priest, shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Where the Lord puts his name, there he puts a blessing. And what is in this blessing that Jesus bestows on his disciples as he ascends into heaven? It is the blessing that comes from the fact that he has fulfilled all the Old Testament promises. Jesus says, "Thus it is written that it is necessary for the Christ to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day." Jesus was conceived, he born, he lived, he was crucified, and he was raised from the dead according to the scriptures, and that is according to that which was written in law and in the prophets and in the Psalms. All that the Old Testament had prophesied of the Messiah is now brought to fulfillment. The end result of that fulfillment is that there is forgiveness of sins. The sins which had separated us from God, from the presence of the Holy God, has now been removed. Removed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He was put to death for our trespasses and raised again for our justification, St. Paul says. Therefore, Jesus' ascension is a display of his victory. The one who had suffered and died for our sins was held captive to death. He was raised from the dead as the Lord who conquered death by dying. And in his ascension, the crucified and risen Lord points out on us the blessing that he won for us on the cross. He is not taking the blessing which he obtained on the cross into heaven with him as a bounty, on which he hoards it all for himself. He's leaving it here. No, the ascending Lord bestows that blessing on us, as he says to his disciples, that repentance and remission of all sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Jesus' ascension does not mean that he is absent and his blessing far removed from us. On the contrary, St. Paul writes in Ephesians 4 that Jesus is the one who ascended far above the heavens that he might fulfill all things. He has ascended, but he is not absent. The blessing which he spoke of to the disciples on Ascension Day is still spoken to us. The ascended Lord, true God and true man, is with us. And he pledges his presence as he writes his name on us with the waters of holy baptism. He is present. He comes to us in the words of his gospel, the word, which is one of the vehicles of his grace and his peace and his mercy. He is present. And the very body and the very blood of our Lord and Savior, which ascended far above the heavens, is given to us to eat here on earth and drink for one reason, the remission of all your sins. He is present. He ascended, but he is not absent. The blessing, the giving of the forgiveness of sins goes on. Jesus still lifts up his hands to bless us. And as a reminder, we will be reminded every single week that Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, will constantly reside with us until eternity. He is with us in his word. He is with us in baptism. He is with us in Lord's Supper. He is with us in life. He is even with us in death. As the Ascension hymn we just sang said, up through endless ranks of angels, cries of triumph in his ears, to his heavenly throne ascending, having vanquished all their fears. Christ looks down upon his faithful, leaving them in happy tears. Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, bind and keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. In the name of Jesus, amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. Let us rise.